James, you ever throw a pass like that in a regular season game? Nervous about how he's going to execute it all?
Nah, never threw it in high school, never threw it in college, never threw it in my careers in the league. So the whole time in practice, it was practice perfect. And, Tom just kept emphasizing to me and kept telling me, don't throw it high, keep it to his numbers all below. So we practiced on it real good, and all I had to do was just give him a good ball in the game. I know he's fast. I know he's going to take it to the house after he catches.
Are you
right-handed? Nah, I'm left-handed. I'm left-handed. So it wasn't a problem to me. All I had to do first was just secure the catch.
How much did you guys work on that play this week?
Soon as the last game, we came in on a Monday. We started that Monday. Monday all the way through Thursday. Coaches kept emphasizing about it. So we kept watching film on how those guys play on the coverage. And it was set up perfect.
How much pressure did you
leave that? It was a lot, man. Coach looked at me before the play happened, like, we're going to call a maroon. So when he called it, my heart just pounding. So we was on the 20, and I'm watching the gunners come down, and it was set up just how we practiced. So when I threw the ball, I knew time it was going after that.
On the kickoff return, I know it's 5 yards deep. Did you think at all about taking an knee on that, or were you definitely going out?
When it's 5 yards deep, coach, I wanted to take it out, just make sure you secure the catch, and you're going forward catching it. And right before that play, Taylor came to me. He was just telling me, just follow me. So when I hit the sideline, it was a bounce return. When I hit the sideline, all I seen was Taylor coming in front of me, and he laid out the one. And I seen Tommy coming in front of me, and he laid out the kicker. So, man, that play was just set up perfect.
When you saw 84 make that block, were you thinking, I better score?
Oh, I had to. I had to. Oh, I was going to hit him on the sideline, man. So after he made that block, the sideline was just wide open. I just used my speed, and it just hit the hole. We needed that the whole week in practice. You know, Babs, he came in the meeting room. He was saying the special teams got to be special this week. We're going to need you guys big this week. And we played a big part in this game here. And hopefully we can continue doing what we're doing.
What's the feeling like on the sidelines after the Hail Mary catch?
You
got to go back and play
over. Shocker, man. We didn't think that. You know, we thought the game was over with. They didn't have a lot of time left. So when those guys was moving the ball, and that Hail Mary came, all we had to do was strap it back up and finish and execute. And so that's what we did. We just had to play smart.
Did the coach show any clips of Music City Miracle when you were practicing there?
Nah, he ain't show nothing, man. So it ain't over till it's over, man. So that's our motto, ain't over till it's over. So good thing we came out with the victory at the end. Man, I never dreamed about this, man. I'm glad that the coaches called me and said they wanted to bring me in. I just wanted to take advantage of the opportunities that I have. So hopefully I'm going to keep that going, man, get a crowd something good to look for.